It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Gold prices are at near record highs. That's what happens when times are uncertain. People buy gold. There is one country, though, where demand for gold remains strong no matter what the price, no matter what's happening with the global economy, and that country is India. It is the world's largest consumer of gold, accounting for 20% of the world's demand. As NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, for Indians, gold has a traditional worth that far outweighs its price.
There's no better place to see what gold means to India than here. Tripovantas Bhimji Zaveri Delhi, one of the toniest jewelry stores in New Delhi.
I'll take you to the downstairs.
P.N. Sharma leads the way down a spiral staircase past displays that would stagger the imagination of a Maharaja.
Exclusive necklaces are over there and bangles.
Sales ladies in gold saris extend velvet trays with gem-encrusted gold necklaces as families cluster around the counters. Almost all this gold is designed to be given at weddings. That's because gifts of gold are presented to the bride throughout the process, from the time she becomes engaged to her wedding night. It's an age-old way of conferring protection on the marriage and the family that will result. Nand Kishore Zaveri, a director in the company, says wedding gold is a kind of insurance policy for the bride.
So that in case of any difficulty in the family after the marriage, this can be encashed and the problem can be solved. That's what gold is all about in India.
Both the bride's and the groom's families give gold to the bride, so many parents begin buying jewelry, or at least saving for it, when their children are still quite young. Ashok Kumar Gulati is fastening a heavy gold chain around his wife's neck.
I want to buy gold for my son's marriage.
The necklace that Mrs. Gulati is trying on will be a present for her daughter-in-law in the days that lead up to the ceremony. The jewelry is priced by weight, according to the market price on any given day, and a necklace like this can run to thousands of dollars. Gulati says even at these high prices, he's not worried that the family will ever lose money on its gold purchases, especially when it's compared with any other investment.
Yeah, but the appreciation of any other investment, gold will be matching up. So gold is never a loss.
Surya Bhatia, an economist at the New Delhi-based investment firm Asset Managers, says demand for gold will continue to grow because India's economic boom is bringing more people into the middle class and families are increasing their purchasing power.
So from a single-income family to a double-income family, the levels of income have gone up. The education has also led to this boom of the incomes.
He says Indians' love for gold is so great that during auspicious times for marriages, Indian demand can push up gold prices the world over. Bhatia says that many Indians are starting to look at investments in gold in a new way. Instead of holding it as gold jewelry, they're buying EFTs, or exchange-traded funds, which are investments in gold that can be traded like stocks. But there are many reasons why Indian families aren't likely to give up their gold jewelry.
It is considered as an asset for a woman, which is her property, will remain with her throughout her life. Like the mother-in-law will give some of her jewelry, some of her wedding jewelry to the daughter-in-law, and then it is carried like that generation to generation.
That's Pavi Gupta at the store with her fiancé to look at some gold pieces that their families might buy. She says gold is a form of empowerment for a woman because it gives her the means to save her family if the need arises. In a hard-charging economy like India's, where risks are high and there's not much of a social safety net, that can mean a lot. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.